We're ready. All right. The Committee on Appropriations will now come to order. We're live in room 2200 of the swing space. Obviously, we've got a quorum here. I'll ask any other members to come on down. We have one urgency measure on today's agenda, which will start after the trivia questions. Department of Finance has indicated they do not have a file on this measure and will not be here. So let's establish our quorum.
Portantino?
I'm here.
Portantino here. Jones?
Here.
Jones here. Ashby?
Here.
Ashby here. Bradford?
I'm here.
Bradford here. Ciarto? Wahab?
Here.
Wahab here. Wiener?
We have a quorum, right? Mm-hmm. We have a quorum. Before we go to Mr. Holden, I do want to say a couple things. This will be my last hearing, I believe, as chair. And so I want to say thank you to the staff and the committee members. The staff of this committee rocks, so thank you all very much. And all of you, we only have two of you here, but the rest of you, I just want to say thank you for the last 6 years of your service to our state and to my colleagues here as well. It's been a pleasure being your committee chair. So thank you all for serving on this committee. So thank you. With that, we're going to go to trivia. Mr. Holden, I'm going to go to trivia, okay? So who knows how many people have played Wonder Woman?
Total.
We're doing Wonder Women trivia.
Like Blockbuster, you know.
Total number of women, okay. Animated movies. I gave you a hint.
Little girls who play Wonder Woman.
Well, on TV, in animation.
Like, does it include me and Wahab in
our Uh-oh. Hey.
Well, then we could add two.
Halloween costumes.
Does anybody know? I've got 11.
Wow.
11. So I'll do true or false. Was Linda Carter a Wonder Woman?
Yes.
True. Yes.
The Wonder Woman.
Was Rosario Dawson a Wonder Woman?
Yeah. She was a voice.
She was. Justice League, Throne of Atlantis.
Yeah. Cartoon, right?
Cartoon. Yeah. Michelle Monaghan. Yes. Justice League War, 2014. Maggie Q.
I don't even know who that is.
Yes. Young Justice, 2010. Lucy Lawless. Yes. Who said yes? Lucy Lawless. The New Frontier, 2008. Justice League. Kathy Lee Crosby.
Huh?
Yes. 1974.
Kathy Lee Crosby?
And then the one that blew me, did you got true or false? The Brady Kids spawned a Wonder Woman spinoff. You're a believer? It's true. There was actually the Brady Kids. Jane Webb in 1972 played Wonder Woman, and of course Gal Gadot played Wonder Woman. So that's our Wonder Woman trivia. And then I have a few more later, but let's go to Mr. Holden. Mr. Holden, we have AB610. Which is a do pass recommendation. Please share. Obviously, keep your comments to the fiscal aspect or a trivia question. We do accept trivia questions.
Okay. I'm going to keep it quick.
What famous baseball player played point guard on Mr. Holden's college basketball team?
Tony Gwynn. I was there.
See, I gave him a softball, but did you all know that Tony Gwynn was the point guard that helped Mr. Holden score all those points? Did you know that? See that? Anyway, just to throw an impromptu, and Mr. Holden was the pride of what high school, Muir or PHS? Who knows?
PHS.
There you go. All right. Mr. Holden, tell us about your bill.
I respectfully ask for your eye vote.
Smart man.
Let's see. First of all, let me thank the chair and the members for convening this meeting today. As you recall, last year the legislature approved and the governor signed AB 1228, which created a path forward to resolve employer community concerns around the content of AB 257 while preserving fast food workers' hard-fought efforts to secure a seat at the table and means to raise standards. However, prior to the close of session last year, I submitted a letter to the Journal indicating that I wanted to clarify the intent of one aspect of 1228. There is a need to exempt additional restaurants from the definition of fast food restaurant, including such restaurants in airports, hotels, event centers, theme parks, museums, and certain other locations. While AB 1228 establishes a minimum wage of $20 per hour starting April 1st of this year, this bill, AB 610, exempts the above-mentioned fast food restaurants, many of whom have historically established compensation and working conditions in excess of the standard set by 1228. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
With that, do you have any witnesses?
Just for technical purposes.
All right, technical purposes. All right. Does anybody have any technical questions?
Move the bill.
We have a motion. We have a question. Dr. Jones?
Did you want to take public in support or opposition?
Yes.
Okay.
I will do that.
Okay.
First, I asked for witnesses, and then we had a motion, and then
I went
to you.
Well, I will, whatever you prefer, if I can speak now or I can wait to talk to the witnesses.
All right. We'll see if there's any other witnesses in support. Any witnesses in opposition? Do you want to say support? Go ahead. You can.
I was going to answer the technical question that I am in support.
All right. Anyone else in support of the bill? We have opposition. You guys just keep moving around, but you're like feigning whether you're coming to the podium or not.
All right.
You're allowed to come to the podium. It's
Kimberly
okay.
Rosenberger with Service Employees International Union in support.
Mario Yedidia with Unite Here, the Hospitality Workers, in support.
Amy Heinscheich with Unite Here Local 11 in strong support. Thank you.
All right. Is there any opposition to the bill? Seeing no opposition to the bill, now we'll come back to Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to, I'm going to support the bill today, but I think this bill kind of underscores the challenges with the original bill, AB 1228. Operators of all kinds of restaurants in my district are really upset about 1228, and they think it's going to be a big problem for their business. And I think we should exempt a lot more restaurants out of this, or let's just undo 1228 altogether. But I'm going to support this today, and hopefully that we will keep moving in a positive direction in dealing with 1228. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? We have a motion. Mr. Holden, would you like to close?
Yeah, just to say that the reason that this bill is before us is because there are hotel operators and others that are caught in a situation where $20 an hour is the floor. And they don't want to be held to that. They're trying to exceed that to $25 or $30 or $40 an hour. And so that's why they're being accepted from the bill. Respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you very much. And again, I appreciate folks working this out and being on the same page. That's helpful. With that, we will take a vote.
The motion is to pass to the Senate floor. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Ashby?
Aye.
Ashby, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Ciarto? Wahab?
Aye.
Wahab, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
6-0. That bill is out. Who are we missing?
Ciarto.
He's not out? All right. We have one last trivia question before everybody goes. What was the name of the very first Senate pro tem?
Very first?
Very first.
Oh.
December 15th, 1849 to January 9th, 1851.
Just over a year.
Some very popular man named
E. Kirby Chamberlain. That's our final trivia question. Thank you all for being. I do not know. That would have been good for me to look up. By the way, you can have all the Wonder Woman stuff if you're curious.
Okay, yes, love it.
Cassidy will like that. All right, everybody, thank you. And again, my staff, you guys rock. And please tell Mark I wish him well. I know he's under the weather today.
Definitely.
And thank you, everybody, for indulging me throughout these last 5 years and through COVID. This meeting is adjourned.